Thankfully, a little bit warmer than 44 in a couple parts of the listening area, but that's what my thermometer right outside the window says, too. Actually, it's closer to 42 or 43 right now. So, yeah, we've got Kyle Cronin here, though, and it's chilly out there.
It's brisk, but nice. It's fall.
I don't do cold well, and I was thinking 40, this is going to stink. I got like a reasonable jacket today. It was overkill. I was surprised. I don't know if I take the cold better or if the cold treats me a little bit better now. So it's one of those pleasant 45-degree mornings, whatever that might mean for you. So plan for it. But we're going to help you plan for other stuff and get you an update on the Shawamigan School District. Coach Simone was here earlier this week. That's what I've been thinking about all week, that homecoming game. Or, well, home opener.
Home opener.
Right.
Homecoming's a few weeks.
Oh, forgive me.
This is a home opener against Phillips coming up on Friday night, and that should be an exciting game.
It'll be right here on 98Q, 7 p.m.
Awesome. Thank you guys for bringing those games to our local area.
It's one of the best things I think we can do. Yeah. People talk about it often. What's radio going to be in the future? No idea, but local sports, that's as good as it gets.
Local sports will stick around. So a couple of things coming up.
What you got?
We've got picture retakes next Friday. From 8 to noon at our South Campus and in the afternoon at our North Campus. So if you happen to miss pictures on the very first, on our back-to-school night, or you need those pictures redone, picture retakes next Friday, September 18, both campuses, 8 to noon at South Campus, afternoon at the North Campus. We have also just a couple of reminders. You know, it's staying a little darker in the mornings. Our buses are on the road early. There's kids walking, riding bikes, standing at the bus stop. Please watch out for our students and all those kids out on the streets who are trying to get to school. Make sure, again, if you see those flashing lights on the bus and the stop arm comes out, stop on both sides of the highway. We don't have any spots in the Northwoods here where you could keep going.
Nope.
You need to stop.
Both sides of the street. Don't go around it.
Both sides. Even if there's a passing lane down the middle of the highway, you actually still need to stop.
Yeah, and if it's going to make you late to work, that's your fault. Plan for it. It's going to keep happening.
Yep. We do have a couple of coaching and advisorship positions, assistant high school track, middle school volleyball, middle school boys basketball, and middle school track. So whittling down that list. Madrigal auditions ending tomorrow. We've got our couple other items going on that are a little out in the future. You were mentioning homecoming. That comes up. Our homecoming football game and halftime band performance comes up on October 2nd. The homecoming dance on October 3rd. So those things are out there in the future. Our midterm, actually, get this, I'm talking about the first midterm already.
Second week of school.
But the first midterm is on October 2nd. High school students, if you'd like to order a letter jacket, that's got to be done by October 7th, or they'll be coming into school, actually, to help out with that process. Coming up in our Park Falls Elementary, I haven't spoken a lot about them lately, but they're working hard to help their new principal, Mrs. Hansen, learn all of their names. Amazing work is starting to appear in the hallway, on the walls. I have both Park Falls Elementary and Glidden Elementary as the students learn all their subjects and art and music. So the halls are really coming alive in our elementary schools. Tomorrow, our students are invited over to the YMCA for back to school rally from 5:30 to 9. All families and grades are welcome for games, food, and goodie bags. The Shawamigan PTO, they are looking for folks to help them out. CPTO at CSDK12.net. So CPTO at CSDK12.net. And that parent teacher organization looking to help out. We got the Lions Club coming in at the end of September 24th and 25th. They do the eye exams, the eye screening. And then Park Falls Elementary collecting pop tabs to support the Ronald McDonald House. You know, back in the day, you used to pull those off a can.
Absolutely.
But no, pop tabs. to support the Ronald McDonald House and to give. So if you have those or save those, Park Falls Elementary students can take those and drop those off at school. Tomorrow, coming up, we've got Schwamigan Middle School girls basketball home at 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, high school football versus Phillips. On Saturday, our cross country team, 9 a.m. at Schwamigan High School. So that's already this time of year. We host that meet. Coming up next week, a couple of things going on. We've got, I should also mention volleyball's headed to Flambeau on Saturday. We've got JV football at Phillips on Monday, JV volleyball at Elko on Monday. Cross country on the 15th going to Stratford, volleyball on the 15th heading to Rib Lake. Football next week will be home once again versus Rib Lake on Friday. Checking out a couple other middle school items. Again, we've got middle school cross country going with high school students down to Stratford. Middle school football on the 15th at Abbotsford. And the 17th girls basketball at Drummond. So those are a few of the things happening. And always exciting. The school year is really starting to take off. We've got a lot happening and a lot of great music in the hallways, students in the classrooms. I walked through every one of the high school classrooms yesterday to check things out and saw all kinds of great activities happening, from history or civics lessons on the three branches of government to our students in Woods class reviewing the safety rules and things for hand tools, to an accounting class reviewing for a first quiz or test coming up, creative writing, working on a project where they had gone outside, experienced things with the five senses, doing some writing based on that. So just all kinds of activity. Students learning about how the earth was formed in earth science. So
that's awesome. I mean, does it feel like the beginning of the year is kind of fading and you're in the groove now, or is there still
You know, that I think each day now that just it just gets in the groove a little more. I also walked out on the elementary playgrounds at Park Falls Elementary yesterday and saw students in all kinds of areas, everybody from our youngest kindergarten students to our fourth and fifth grade students, kickball to playing on the swings in the sandbox. Today I'm headed up to check things out at Schwamigan Middle School, Glenn Elementary, so...
All right. Well, hey, check it out. There's all kinds of schedules and calendars and info for you at csdk12.net if you want to look. And if you want to get involved with that CPTO, Schwamigan Parent Teacher Organization, email that email address, cpto@csdk12.net. I'll put a Facebook post up about that so that everybody can see it. But I know that your Facebook page will have that kind of info, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Disseminate it everywhere. And like we were talking about earlier, we've got that Schwamigan Phillips, Schwamigan home opener. I accidentally called it something else. We're not even going to go there again, but it's the home opener for Schwamigan High School football. And you can listen back to Coach Simone and Coach Precor discussing the gamesmanship about that. It was kind of funny. Coach Precor, you might have heard it. He was on the other day with us on Tuesday morning, and he said, hey, we got to be careful what we reveal about the game plan. And then he revealed a little bit about the game plan. So it was a pretty fun little conversation we had there.
Excellent. Hey, do me one favor.
Always.
Let Joel know what coffee he missed this morning.
He missed it. Thank you so much.
I never bring him coffee, and I brought him a coffee rather than a tea.
I wonder if I shouldn't freeze it for him so it's ready on Monday, but we'll put it to good use one way or the other. Schwamigan District Administrator Kyle Cronin in every Thursday morning when he can make it. And remember, we talk to the busiest people in the neighborhood, and we archive those conversations because you're busy too, and so are the loved ones who might want to listen in. So, hey, let them know you heard Mr. Cronin on the radio today, and you can go to 98qcountry.com and listen right back to that on demand anytime under the podcast section. You hit that button at the top of the page. We'll be back on the other side of 8 o'clock as the day continues, whether we're ready for it or not. And we do actually have a bonus morning show guest today in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll worry about that later. Right now, a word from the sponsors who care about the community. Up next on 98Q.